TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Summer is almost here, and one of the great things about summer is being outdoors for a great summer concert. And we've got a great summer concert season coming, headlined by one of my favorite bands of all time, Train is back. Train's got a new single out right now called AM Gold. It's a great classic sound of Train. Plus, they've got a brand new album that comes out on May 20th titled AM Gold. And in June, they hit the road with special guests Jewel and Blues Traveler all over the country. If you are a member of the Ace and TJ Radio family, and you are because you're listening, Train, Jewel, and Blues Traveler are going to be close to you. Tickets are on sale now. You can get them through Ticketmaster.com or go to Train's website, any of their social media, to get a full list of dates. But they're going to be everywhere. As Save Me San Francisco Wine Company presents Train, the AM Gold Tour with special guests Jewel and Blues Traveler. If you've never seen Train live, they never disappoint. It's a great night out. Get your tickets to see Train live this summer right now at Ticketmaster.com.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here. Let's go!
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Sponsored by PDR. Paul Davis Restoration. Paul Davis Restoration. PDR, baby. PDR. This is running while we're on vacation, right, Rob? This edition of Share Funny, so yes. We make sure everybody gets fresh material. And
yep, it's the this is the Friday.
Oh, the Friday edition.
All right. Finally, Friday.
So that's what we do. So you don't, when we're on vacation, you can have fresh material. Is that we will record editions of Share Funny to have for you to hear. And we do that after we're through with everything for whatever day it is. So we do the regular show, then we do regular Share Funny, and then we record Share Funny after that for later play. So it puts us here a little bit longer. And yesterday we recorded two Share Funnies after the original Share Funny. Right?
Yeah.
So that made Riggins a lot later going home than he normally is. A lot later. And the concierge got on his nerves.
Oh, pissed me off.
Because he's told us before, he doesn't like it whenever he has to do something after work and then he walks in the building of his apartment, the lobby of his apartment, and the concierge says, "You're late."
Yeah. I don't like it. I don't like commentary on my comings and goings. I think that's what it is. Whether it's if I'm grocery shopping or out on the street. I don't need the commentary. I'm just so not looking forward to it.
Mind your business.
Yeah, because that means someone's paying attention to your comings
maybe.
And goings.
I don't know.
It's just because obnoxious. It is intended to be more of a conversation than it is just an exchange of pleasantries.
No.
Like, you don't, if they just said, "Hi, hey, Riggins," when you came in, you'd be like, "Hey," and then move on. When they say, "You're late," then you feel like you got to have a response to that.
It's more like you're saying something to cause me, like, panic. You know,
yeah,
you're
put
late.
Me on guard.
Yeah, I don't need, you know, I'm well aware that I'm late and, you know, whatever. But I don't like people, like, if you got in an accident or something, people are, "Oh, that's horrible." It's like, okay, I don't need that right now. Mm-hmm. Unsolicited.
Well, what if it's just her way of trying to start a conversation because she's trying to get in their dirt.
Trying to get in your dirt.
He's trying to get inside of it.
What, so what did she do yesterday? She was over the top with it, you said?
No, she's like the whole over the top, like looking at her watch. Like, shut up. Especially because it's not like, I don't get a hello ever. Like, I'll say hi and she didn't even respond. Mm-hmm. You know, which is so annoying. Like, I'm trying to engage with you, but you just, like, don't even look up. Shut up. I don't need, you're just panic, trying to make me panic or something. I don't know what it is. Shut up. Just shut up. I'm tired of talking. I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
I've done so much talking during the morning on the job that I just like a little bit of silence. So anybody's like, "Oh, shut up." Mm-hmm. Just shut up. I'm tired. I'm done speaking.
And it's her thought process probably is. I mean, she probably doesn't even have a thought process. No. It's just what's going on is that it seems more like she's personalizing you as a tenant there, that she recognizes when you come and go and all, and you're important for her to notice that and everything.
Yeah.
I hope you gave her a good cussing.
I did. I told her, shut the No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, no, you're right. Just trying to make a connection, but if it weren't every other time when I say hello, I catch her first and she doesn't even look up from her phone. It's like, okay. All right.
You know what I find myself doing whenever I pass someone? It used to be like when we had halls where we worked. We walked down the halls of the radio station and I would see somebody coming toward me and I knew that I was going to, you know, was going to be face to face with them. Mm-hmm. I would say you have to time it as to when you're going to say hey to the person. And the person that you know, the better you know the person, the sooner and the farthest away in the hall are you going to say hello.
Yeah.
You know, see somebody at the complete other end and you like that person, you know them, you'd be like, hey, you know, yell at them down the hall, wave at them. If it's somebody that you don't really know that well, you got to time it as you're going to be walking past them when you're going to say hey, and then, you know, what's going to come after that if they want it. So I would always see them and then get the right timing of eye contact. Hey, how are you? Fine. Hey, how are you? Well, whatever. Right. And I would immediately, when I walked, got past them, look at the floor.
Yeah.
I put my head, look at the floor, and then walk a little ways further. Like, all right, I got that done.
That's over. Thank God.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then, look back up, and then if I saw somebody else coming, I'd just be like, damn, I'm going home.
It's very Gen Z / millennial of you.
Yeah, and because I'm not a chit-chatter. I'm not a confident chit-chatter, opening gambit type person. You are, Riggins.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, you're when you want to, not when you want to, but when you decide to engage in a conversation with somebody that is possibly not somebody close to you or whatever, you're really good at starting the conversation and just boom, it's there and, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm not. So I'm like, hey, so how's it going? Mm-hmm. Yeah, hot enough for you? I'm one of those hot enough for you. Yeah. You didn't bring this rain with you, did you?
Standbys.
I always end up seeing somebody in the hall and they'll try to make some type of conversation like, how did LSU do over the weekend? And I respond with, because I'm not paying attention, but thanks.
Appreciate it.
You have a great one, man.
Thank you.
And then I walk around. What did he, did he say? Damn. Damn it.
But I love how you assume they complimented you.
Obviously, they must have given me a compliment.
I said thank you, obviously.
Yeah. They was just like, oh, thanks.
Cool shirt.
Wouldn't both of you also dip into my room if you saw somebody in the hall so you didn't have to talk to them?
Oh, yeah. I've done that more than once. More than once. Because Rob had a window that looked out into the lobby area. And they were just like, oh, I'm staying here for a minute while these people go by. I don't want to talk to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I never did that, though.
I've gone so far as to sit down in front of a microphone in Rob's room, so in case they stopped and looked in, they'd think I was recording something.
Get out of here. Are you serious?
I'm not joking.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes I would
be. If you were coming down the hallway, like, from the office.
To be fair.
From the business office, and I could see them coming, I'd like, throw my hand up and wave, and then make a hard left, and then go right into Rob's room and say, Rob, I'm just going to stand right here for a minute, look like I'm recording. And I would pull that microphone right there. As they went by, I would look up like I stopped. Oh, hey, what's happening?
But to be fair to him, is where you sit in that room, it was almost always by a microphone, so it wasn't that much of a stretch just to put it in front of you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you just got to look like you're busy so they'll leave you alone.
Yeah. Now, one thing I used to do when somebody would bring food to the radio station, and I'm not talking about like listeners and all bringing food to the radio, because I wouldn't eat that. But if it was, Chick-fil-A used to do these things where they'd bring in a bunch of chicken biscuits or whatever they were running special or whatnot. And I would always wait until Rob went and got his, even though I'd be starving. And I think we all would do this. And then ask Rob to report on how many people were still hovering over that table out there, because I didn't want to go out there if, you know, a bunch of, you know, goofy radio people were just hanging out trying to grab up a free sandwich and and end up, you know, making it such a huge deal. Oh yeah, come get it. Hey, come on. It's like, okay, it's a biscuit. It's a biscuit. I know. I love them and it's delicious.
I'm excited to have it.
But I mean, it's not like I've just been granted a miracle here.
Yeah. You didn't just give me $1,000
with
the biscuit. Thanks. I appreciate it. I'm going to compliment it. I'm going to mention it on the radio. But right now, that's the, one of the good things, though, about being on the air during those deals. Mm-hmm. You've always had that out of, I gotta get back on the air. I got to run. We only had like 2 minutes. Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. Of course.
Can we get a picture of you eat? Can we get a picture of you shoving that biscuit in your ass for socials? Like, no.
You guys are so extra.
What do you mean?
Because it's like if someone wants to say hi and they want to, okay, so what is it hurting you to
I'm talking about the people that work at the radio
station. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They just want to.
Because I'm going to see them again at the end of the show when I'm walking around the hall and stuff.
No, they're just trying to put on a good face for the people that are there.
Mm-hmm.
They're not genuinely interested in you when you go out in that hallway.
They don't like you. They never did. They're liars.
There are a few people that maybe did.
There are a few that were, but a lot of them don't give a damn about you. They just want you to help them fulfill their goal, which is fine. I get it. Mm-hmm. So you just got to play the game.
Exactly. And love them anyways.
So, no. Mm. No,
I don't. You got to love them.
Because there's one of those, well.
Love thy neighbor.
We live in different neighborhoods. There's one.
You're right, Alexis, but there's one that's got his coming, and I can't wait. Mm.
But it's not that. If there were listeners out there, I would have been all up in the middle of that. The way that we are whenever we meet people who listen to the show. I'm talking about radio people.
Yeah, it's not the clients. Yeah. It's not the people who bring the stuff. They're cool to talk to, and they're excited to bring it there, and I like knowing about their product and stuff. What I don't need is the Yahoo from the office standing there trying to help facilitate a conversation. I got this.
Yeah.
I know what I need to know. I don't need you going, go ahead and pick it up, and why don't you just kind of put some on your foot, and we'll pretend like you lick it off or something. Like, shut up. That was a terrible example. Was the first thing I could think of.
Oh, wait. Can we do another one? Let's do one now in front of the banner.
Yeah.
Outside.
Yeah.
It's a big one.
And on the roof.
Yeah.
Like, I got 30 seconds before it's time to talk on the radio.
Here's what it's like to me, Alexis, and I won't get into too many specifics. But the fact that it doesn't change no matter the level. There was a major, major player coming in to do some recording one day. And it was a big deal. Big money client all over the country for the entire chain of radio stations. And he was supposed to record with Riggins. And Riggins was like, okay, cool. I'll be here. We'll do the thing. He read up on it, studied up on it. Riggins was ready to go. Guys coming in. Doesn't come in and waste time because, like, you know, we're talking, he's a player.
Businessman.
Yeah.
And he shows up and they're giving him the stupidest gifts. Like, just
cheap, stupid. You'd never give it to, like, somebody you're even friends with.
Mm-hmm. First off, you appreciate the business, obviously. And no, that's part of the, but don't give him cheap things to try that show. We're just giving you stuff to try to impress you because here's it's a pain. You know who he wanted to talk to? Riggins. You know who else he wanted to talk to? Nobody.
The microphone.
Because everybody else was annoying.
Mm-hmm. They
and
were.
He and Riggins hit it off immediately because Riggins treated him like a guy. They just hung out. They talked. They did the thing. When he came back later to do it again, he asked for Riggins again. They came right back and did the thing again. And the rest of them came off looking like just doofy, like they're falling all over the guy.
Yeah.
And in reality, he didn't care about any of that stuff. He just wanted to come in and do the job and then get out of there. And he came in and did it, and he enjoyed spending his time with Riggins. And he stood around and talked to him and blah, 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 because Riggins treated him like a person.
Don't you feel bad for people that can't read the room, though, that don't have that skill?
No, you know why I don't? Here's why I don't. Because one of them, in an effort to make himself look cool to the guy, took a shot at Riggins in front of the guy. And my point was, hey, asshole, this is the guy that's making it work for you. So you're too stupid to figure out the fact that you should shut up. let this guy, Riggins, do his job because he's killing it right now. So to make yourself look good, he's got to make a joke at Riggins' expense in front of the guy. You know who didn't laugh? The client.
Ooh, awkward.
That guy didn't think it was funny at all because he could tell because he's
guy's a scumbag.
Yeah, that he could tell that this guy's phony and fake.
Yeah. It's disappointing. I still don't like that guy. Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. Mm-hmm.
What'd he do? Call Riggins black shirt? Okay, yeah, you sit here and talk to black. Okay, black shirt.
Yeah, I just was so up. I was really upset about the fact that they made a joke at Riggins' expense in front of the guy trying to make himself look good.
Yeah.
Until Riggins pointed out, he didn't laugh. He got it. It was cool. It didn't even faze anybody.
Well, look at you, Riggins, being all cool and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I mean, he just, you can tell, like, that's a guy that's surrounded by yes people all the time.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh, you know.
He's and, like, I don't want that.
I know, it gets just tiresome.
It does get tiresome, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, he was cool.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody that was there was not cool, like just, and or couldn't even act cool. Just be cool.
Just be cool.
Just relax and chill, be cool. Dude.
You're pretty fine. And that was one of those days. I know good and well that that was one of those days when you walked into your apartment building and she said, "You're late."
Exactly.
You're late.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
Hey, it's Ace. And one of the things that I've been working on a lot lately is my mental health, learning how to handle situations better so that I don't feel overwhelmed from time to time with all the things that are going on. It can be stressful to even think about tackling your stress, but I found something called Noom Mood. It's a journey to mental wellness, but you take it one step at a time. They guide you through everything and teaches you the power of shifting your mindset in just a few minutes a day. That's one of the best parts. They hold your hand all the way through. You have coaches to help you, and it's very accessible, very convenient. It only takes 10 minutes a day. You can do it whenever, wherever with the Noom app. Reason I got into it, I've got a friend who's on the Noom weight loss program. He's lost 36 pounds and says it's phenomenal. Worry less and feel happier. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/AceTJ. That's Noom.com/AceTJ. Noom.com/AceTJ.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ show.
There was a big stink on the regular old show today because we had a story about animal cloning. I am a clone. And whether or not you should be cloning your pets and all that stuff. It Riggins and Alexis think it's great. Ace and I, not so much.
Surprise.
And this is a good point that our friend Taylor here makes.
Okay.
This cloning also now gives animals in shelters even less of a chance than they already have. What do you think about that?
What do you think about that?
I think it's terrible.
Yeah, shut up.
I do. I think it's terrible.
It's the first time everything's about dogs in that shelter.
Look, y'all are completely just trying to turn some shit on me. I asked the question, what do y'all think? Y'all want to kill these animals in the shelters because you would rather have somebody clone an already a pet that they've already had instead of trying to go get one from a shelter.
Well, I'm sorry, but I think that if someone's spending that much money to clone their pet, they're probably not going to get a dog from a shelter anyways.
Why? Why would you assume that?
I know it's a...
Because they're heartless? Because they have money?
No, because they're going to go and get what they want.
All right, the lady that started the story, this pediatrician that had her dog cloned, was a mutt of three or four different breeds of dog. Got it at a shelter. She didn't want to then, as a pediatrician, with all the money that it takes to clone a dog, go and get a purebred dog from some puppy mill or something like that. She went and she had her shelter dog cloned.
Good for her.
Now, she got three of them. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
So that means three little puppies had to get gassed.
That's not how that works. That's and don't even say it like
game.
That.
It's
no.
a zero sum game. Those three dogs caused three puppies to get gassed and kicked into an electric fan.
No.
Well, she didn't save three of them that she could have.
Yep. That's right. She would have. She was a complete shelter person. She would have gone to the shelter.
Yeah, we don't know that she was going to do that again. And you think people got money to clone animals? Everybody's got money to clone their pets?
So it's okay for rich people, but not for everybody.
I mean, if they're rich and they want to clone it, great. That's not going to take away from the chances of other dogs getting adopted.
Of course it is. Sure does. Yeah.
There's more rich people than not rich people.
No, there aren't.
No, there aren't.
Not even close.
I feel like the people that are rich, though, are going to be very few people are going to have access to do this. Right?
Yeah,
but the more you do it, the more the price.
How many people had access to have a video cassette recorder in their houses in the 70s? Not many. They were too expensive. Then the 80s came around, and everybody could afford one, and everybody had one in their house. Same thing with cloning, right? Yeah, in the beginning, you're not going to be able to afford it, but then it's going to get cheaper.
Didn't kill the movie industry.
Mm-hmm. But if there were... she was just talking about what rich people can get and what they can and how much it's going to be. I mean, it's going to become way more affordable. Everything does. And y'all are going to have puppy blood on your hands.
Yeah, I mean, what a stupid...
It's so dumb. And it's like, we're not even going to be alive by the time
Yes. I don't think so.
It is. It's dumb. And I don't even know why I'm even having this conversation.
And what about when they start cloning cats? Those cats that you're down there playing with at the cat cafe, you know where they're going to be?
Where?
At the cat cafe from there on out. Nobody's going to want to adopt them, take them home. They'll end up, you know, oh, God forbid, I don't even want to think about it. How they're going to end up when people can just clone anytime they want, saving them the trouble. Just go, hey, I'm going to pick up my new cat today. That's the same cat.
Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. Think of who said it best.
Well, if everybody can clone their pets, then dogs and cats are not going to be reproducing. Maybe.
Yeah, well, the ones that we can control, you know,
like it's like Pet Cemetery all of a sudden,
right? Yeah.
To become murderous.
I just think this,
take him up to the mountain. Yeah.
I just think this Taylor has a good point.
Not really.
And he's really, what they say, flipped the script on y'all, as the kids say.
He didn't flip the script on me.
Yeah, he did.
No.
You got a different attitude about it when you heard that point.
Not at all.
You were like, and before you're like, so what? And then as soon as you found out that you were going to be the reason they got killed, you changed your story,
Missy. Why have your own baby if there's so many kids out there who are ready to get adopted?
Mm-hmm. Well, they don't kill the ones that aren't adopted.
Well,
And again, because there's no comparison to a human life and a pet life.
And who said they were comparable?
You just did?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. You compared it to
the process is exactly being cloned. The argument would be exactly the same.
No, it wouldn't.
Yes,
not when you're dealing with humans. It's not even the same argument.
How is it not? How is it not?
Because humans and pets are on completely different scales.
I understand that.
Right.
But if you're saying that you should not clone a dog because there are dogs that can be adopted, then the same argument can be made about children. You should not have your own kid if there are kids ready to be adopted.
That's a good point, Riggins.
Yeah, but the kids that aren't ready to be adopted don't get gassed.
As far as you know. You don't know that. Depending on where they live, they might as well be gassed where they get the kids from. Mm-hmm. They're not going to live a great life.
Yeah. Okay. Y'all just...
You shut down.
Yeah, y'all live with what you're...
I don't feel bad at all. Let me get back to the question. No, I don't think I feel bad about it.
No, I don't either.
Because you would never get a purebred dog from a breeder. You can apply that to anything.
Mm.
Why get a snake when there are so many dogs ready to be adopted? Why go to the beach for a week when there are so many dogs that can get adopted? You're supposed to be responsible for all the world's ills and problems? I don't think so.
I think it's a zero-sum game when it comes to either you know, if you were going to go to a shelter and get a new dog, but yet you cloned your old one, then that one you were going to get is he's the one going to get it.
And why all of a sudden do you care about all the dogs in the world when you never cared before about all the dogs in the world?
You hate dogs.
I do care about dogs.
You hate them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that with your whole stance on thinking that it's so great to be cloning lives instead of having lives naturally, there are consequences
naturally.
To it.
Naturally. What was there natural about your golden doodle? What in? Because how is that part of God's plan?
Because a male dog,
hypoallergenic,
a male dog implanted a sperm into a female dog's egg, and it created a birth of a dog.
They were forced to do that, which is not natural to force animals to mate. Let it naturally happen.
You think they forced them? Like they tied him up and then actually took his penis and jammed it in to the dog? And okay, now you're just, they can't stand it, Ace, that somebody has made a point where they're gonna be.
Exactly. Actually,
we're talking about dogs. And you being all for somebody not going to a shelter and getting a dog. That's all we're talking about is dogs. Oh, dogs and cats. If they could clone cows, I still wouldn't want a cloned cow. And not because of the worried about cow deaths, because of the same reason I'm against the science of cloning lives as it is. It doesn't matter
because
what kind of life.
Evolve to humans?
Yes.
Well, you just said we're talking about dogs and cats, so you got to take that argument out.
No, you're comparing dogs and cats to babies is what you did, and that's no comparison. Babies and dogs and cats are no comparison.
All right, I got a solution. If you're going to clone your pet, you have to also go get one from the shelter. There we go. Right. So in order to get a clone, go get a dog from the shelter. So that's everybody wins.
And then kill the clone because it's not real.
It's not real.
The clone's not real.
Clone dog is still wrong dog.
Clone dog. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The clone dog.
Yeah, the clone dog is still not right.
Listen, by the
what
time
would you that... do for a clone dog bar? That's what I say.
By the time they clone humans, you guys won't even be around. We won't be around. So don't worry about it.
Yeah, see, and that right there is the attitude of the average citizen in U.S. America that is just sending us right into hell.
That's why we're in the shape we're in now.
We're going to have kids and grandkids and great-grandkids that we leave behind that we care about, and we don't want them being ruled by a bunch of damn robots.
Robots.
Robots. And well, if you can clone, you can do a man-made life. Create a man-made life.
You're going to end up with a damn army of Terminators.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't
with clone
wait.
Dogs.
That's what you'll have. Army of Terminators and each one of them with its own clone dog.
I can't wait for this episode to end.
They're going
to
have robot clone dogs. Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad this episode airs on a Friday before we come back, so we have plenty to talk about that in the following Monday.
Yeah.
So, I'm just saying, I don't think it's that
whether
bad.
Whether we're around to see it or not, we do care about the rest of the country. Moving forward, we're not just worried about what's right here in front of us on our phone, Alexis.
Oh, Lord,
you need to think about others that come behind you.
Okay, behind me.
Yeah,
the people that you care about that live after you're gone.
That's a lot of caring if I have to care about the people currently and then also people I don't even know about.
Yeah, but those people are your kids and your kids' kids, your grandchildren.
Kids.
You will.
Who knows?
Mm-hmm. I'm like Whitney Houston said, I believe that children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way.
Mm-hmm. And they deserve freedom from high taxes and imprisonment of a government that's too far-reaching, which includes building lives in either animal, human, or robot form.
Okay. Whatever, dude.
Mm-hmm.
You're silly.
You're right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not any skin off of my nose whether or not you want dogs to die in shelters, be murdered in shelters, Alexis. That's between you, the dogs, and the universe, as you say. Mm-hmm. The universe has just put some shit on you.
That's don't be bringing the universe into it.
The universe has put some shit on you.
That's right.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. Ow, out. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ Family app.